Life of the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. I'm Julie.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And the first thing you said to me right before we started, you said, I do not feel funny at all. And I go,
that's true.
And I go, that's not true, Mom. You are funny. You're funny all the time. And I will just shy, and mostly because you had a little squabble.
Squamish?
With your husband.
What's a squamish?
You know, it's not a real fight. Mm-hmm. And it's more like...
See, I think Squamish is a town in Washington State.
It could be. It could be. And so, consequently...
Well, listen, if you have a little fight, like right before the show, it does affect your mood.
Right. And what it was the fight was a little bit earlier, but you kept having epiphanies about the fight. Or like insights, deeper and deeper insights.
No, I think I had the right insight.
Right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then, but it just was, yeah. it was just festering.
Well, here's how it went. Yesterday, okay. Norm and I spent really literally all day getting mulch and putting mulch down underneath some trees and cutting stuff, all the stuff away. And,
right.
I mean, it's not easy work.
No.
You know, but I was there with him.
Yeah.
Side by side, step by step,
right.
every second of the day.
Right.
And I was ready to do that today.
Yes.
And then at the very...
And looking forward to it in some sense.
Yeah, because we would have had you help us.
Yes.
Because yesterday you were on the road.
Right.
And going to Galesburg or wherever. And so today we were going to have your help, which is going to probably make it twice as fast.
It definitely will.
Yeah, exactly. But then I got informed that because it had rained earlier in the day yesterday, that I was not going to be able to be in the van.
Right.
At the exact spot that
right.
I was at.
Right.
I was going to be relegated to the driveway.
Right. Well, so, but it just all of a sudden you felt if I was that... That he did not feel your input was as needed as it was yesterday.
Or he didn't even care that I was there or not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's thinking he had an issue. He's trying to deal with the issue.
Right.
And then...
I was an afterthought.
You were an afterthought.
Correct.
And that's
the truth.
And there it is. Yeah. At this moment, that one problem, that was it.
That was the truth.
And that's the truth. And and then you go, well, how do you deal with that?
Right.
You don't. You got to let go and move on, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I think here's my thought. Yes, that was probably true.
Right.
I got to deal with it and move on. But my other thought is there is never a time that I don't ever think of him.
Right.
Ever. Like how to plan his life to make his life better, easier.
Right.
Get things that he wants. I mean, there's never a time.
Right. No, I get that.
And then here's like boom. Right in the merry morning. You
right.
know,
hey, right.
You're just not necessary today.
Right.
Or you can just be relegated to the front of the driveway, you know.
Right, exactly.
So I asked him, I said, how am I supposed to, you know, look at the stuff and see where things should go?
Right.
And he was like, oh, I didn't really think about that.
Right, because if you're wondering, like, well, what's Chrissy doing? Well, really, it's going to be 90 degrees a day. And it's, you know, my mom doesn't do heat like that.
I don't.
So, being outdoor but in air conditioning kind of feels right. Kind of feels like at this stage in your life, you're allowed to like go, this is how I'm doing this project, people.
Right. 90 degrees.
We're in the shade.
Right.
So you're taking care of family, but we're like, hey, this is how we're doing this project together.
But I thought that it would be important to note what looks good.
100%.
And that's where I come in.
That is, every part of this house has your, you're like, I was going to say Chip and Dale, but that's not it. Chip and, what's the girl's name?
Jojo.
Or Joe, you're the Joe to mm-hmm. Dad's Chip. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the bigger vision. She comes in with her paper, writes everything that needs to get done.
Right.
Here's the bigger vision.
Right.
And then sometimes she'll come in about an hour later going, well, we didn't discuss this. What happened? And he has this broad idea. Like, well, I thought I would do this. He goes, well, was that part of my design plan? I thought we had agreed on this design plan. And he's like, Now, after viewing these conversations with Chip and Joe, mm-hmm. you realize problem, Joe, you had is you left the job site.
That's the problem. That's right.
So if you would have just stayed in the job site, Joe,
right.
you would have been able to see what was going down and would have been able to stop this
That's
nonsense.
That's true. That's true. But how many of those JoJos stay at the job site?
Well, very few. Very few.
Yeah.
But you realize in this family, when there's a job site that needs to be done, the designer must stay at the job site.
Exactly.
So it gets done appropriately.
Exactly.
Or we're all coming back the next day.
Exactly.
So
that sounds like punishment at school. You've got to stay after school.
Now we got all to get. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to get this done. We're going to all be together. We're all going to get done in half the time. It's going
to
be wonderful.
Well, we have to get it done because today we're experiencing a national treasure hunt or a national.
Yeah. I got notification from our designated librarian, you know, Hillary, that she sent me a little text. She said it was. She goes, they thought of it because of you. I'm like, that's right, because I did one for Easter.
That's right.
I had a family Zoom scavenger hunt for Easter. It was a shit show.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yeah. We had one black person that said it was the whitest thing he'd ever experienced.
Yes. I go, can you say that? And he goes, yeah, I can say that.
That's right.
I can say it. But he literally said, I think this is the whitest thing I have ever done. And I'm like, well, welcome. Welcome to the family.
A Zoom treasure hunt.
A Zoom treasure hunt.
What are we calling it? A Zoom...
It's a scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
The national scavenger hunt.
Yes.
And it says 2:00 Central Time. And so Hillary sent me this text saying, we've got to do it. And I'm like, okay, we'll be on.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, too, to see what pointers I can get. Because if this goes on further, COVID-19 goes on for years, which is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
This will be literally, I'm going to blame mother for this, for COVID.
You're going to blame me?
And your magic.
Got it.
Because a while ago, you've kept saying to me, wouldn't it be lovely if we could see our families without actually seeing our families? I could just get dressed from the top up. I could stay in my climate control room, not dry because I'm tired of driving everywhere. Wouldn't that be lovely and magical? You and many other witchy women out there.
Right.
Going, oh. And then, boom, hey, we are technologically connected now that we no longer have to. We can actually eat with each other
right.
on Zoom right. or on Facebook Live or whatever.
And we can change our – all we have to do is change our wallpaper.
Yes.
Exactly. To mimic what we're feeling.
And all we have to do now is everybody's getting better at finding their right lighting corner mm-hmm. to do this, mm-hmm. to set up their desk and their thing. It's like, whoa. Previously, no one gave a crap
no.
about what was behind them.
Well, I heard somebody say, aren't we tired of people's neck fat?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we haven't figured out to put our computer higher up.
Yeah.
It's like, hello. Make it come down. You know, you should be having your computer a little bit, you know, yes. get the right angle.
Exactly. See, not just the right lighting, but the right angle.
It took a while for all of our selfies to look amazing.
Yes.
We've figured it out. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a little while for our Zoom pictures to look great.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been on conference calls where the gentleman was, you know, you've said to me, goes, oh my God, he's at a hospital right now. And I said, no, he's not, girlfriend. That is the Enterprise.
He's in the holodeck of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek Enterprise.
He goes, no. I go, yes, he is. I'm like, that's amazing. So it's going to come up. It's going to do it. We're going to do it.
Speaking of COVID, though, we wanted to tell us a quick story from last week that we didn't tell.
Oh my God, we have a COVID story.
We have a COVID story that is very, 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 very pertinent.
Yes. Okay.
And it starts out with Julie bringing COVID money.
Okay. So here's
into
the dealio.
House.
We know that some crazy amount of, like 99.9% of dollar bills and tens and twenties have Coke on it, right?
Have Coke on it, yes.
Now, for all you youngsters, Coke is cocaine.
Yeah.
Or the little white dust that you snort. I don't know if they do cocaine anymore.
Oh, the youngsters?
Yeah.
No, the hipsters?
Yeah.
They do. I think they do mushrooms.
They're all about doing hallucinogens and
pot. Do pot. But they also do that to certain kind of pot, like Abstentia or something.
I don't know. And they're also into like
they like to mix
the ADD
it,
drugs.
They like to mix it with
Adderall and stuff like that.
Yeah, they like to mix it with ADD drugs and some little bit of alcohol.
They really are into living by chemistry, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes. Hacking well, I don't necessarily possible. If they're living.
Right.
They figure out how to just have a decent life out of their parents' basements or their
yes.
their boyfriend's parents' parents' basement.
Well, you are not far from that truth right now, because I was talking to our lawn gentleman who also installs
antennas.
Mm-hmm. He's a jack of all trades, and I used to hire his son because he got this lawn contract because he wanted a job for his son.
Right.
His son was in high school. You know, that yeah,
perfect
16,
age
17.
To make some money to buy a car and
yeah.
get your first taste of what it's like to have cash and know what it's like and get
what
that
he got his
fever.
First taste of was girl fever. Yeah. He fell in love.
The P word.
Yeah.
Or the see you next Tuesday word.
Exactly. Fell in love, Vish, and during the COVID decided to go move in with her and her mom.
That's right.
So now
and her mom's mom.
And her mom's mom. And so now he's living, I'm assuming there's a basement involved, but I don't really know for
no,
sure.
I don't know.
It could be a three-bedroom apartment
it could just be
or a two-bedroom.
Yeah, it's a two-bedroom and a closet.
Yeah, something like that.
A walk-in.
Could be a, yeah. So, but now he's there and he's like, you know, he's doing his own thing.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, cool.
Which is nothing, really.
But at this stage, yeah. I don't know.
It's but, like kind of interesting to have just one day be, follow the next day.
But I'm
the
going
next
to
day.
Say this. If you go to Paris and live in an expensive $5 million home in downtown Paris, you're looking at about 400 square feet.
Oh, that's too much.
Okay, exactly.
What do they call it? Pot de derie or something
yes.
like that. I don't know
I'm
what the
suggesting
word is.
He's got more square footage than they do.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of like a rich man, poor man kind yeah. of problem.
But he can't just walk out the street and get a baguette and a cup of dark espresso coffee.
I'm saying that that the difference between a baguette and a McDonald's, you know, roasted dollar coffee, and a baguette from, you know, because Jimmy John's, if the yes. day old bread's only 50 cents.
50 cents, and they
so
have great bread.
They have great bread. Yeah. So for $1.50, I'll
oh, yeah.
take the coffee from McDonald's
yeah.
and the baguette from Jimmy John's,
yeah.
and I'm living high on the life
and,
for about
and in a,
one hundredth.
And
one
in
a
closet, in a walk-in closet.
Yes. And I'm like, you put the, you know, and my screen on my computer is the Eiffel Tower, and I might be living large in Paris.
That's right.
Because you talk about Abraham Hicks, everything you desire is in the vortex, and now your job is just to make sure you feel like you already have it.
Yes.
And that dude already has it. He's living the life.
Because he's got some pot, he's got some Adderall drugs.
Yep.
And
is Adderall the ADD drugs or is that the sleeping drugs?
No, I think Adderall is the ADHD drug.
Yeah.
Or the Asperger drug.
Which I didn't get. I mean, I've known for a while, but I've wanted to try them. That if you don't have ADHD and you take the drug, it's like taking speed.
Well, you know the biggest drug that I take now that has totally, I cannot take it anymore unless I'm really, really, is I take gummy bear melatonin.
Yes.
And it F's you up.
Yes.
And you
it
take
you
two gummy bear melatonin and you are down for the count.
Mm.
And the next day you are still down for the count.
Got it.
And if you don't want to be down for the count, I don't know what else to do because nothing brings you back up for the count. That's the problem.
You need to take, you need to start thinking about your B12s right in the morning.
Yeah.
But you need to also decrease your melatonin.
I cut it in half.
Think
and
of
but
it as
I woke
like
up.
Gummies.
I woke up half. I woke up 4 hours later.
Yeah. You're like, damn.
I guess I have to take another one to get back to sleep.
And then you go, wait a minute. I guess I really am low on melatonin.
Really?
Do we produce that right naturally? It's naturally occurring in our brain.
And
the older
we
get, we have less of it, and that's
what
we need.
I think melatonin you get if you get in the dark or something. You need to be in the dark.
Oh, and because no one does that anymore.
Yes,
we've got lights and screens on 24/7.
Yeah,
like we're living in effing Vegas, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
I know.
But anyway, tell the COVID story.
Yes. Hello. Last week we wanted to do it and we forgot. Not forgot.
Which
we just
so
kept
crazy because
we just kept referring to it.
It's a big thing. This happened like it was a major ass thing in our lives.
Yes.
For about 3 days.
For about 3 days
it
major.
It was fun.
So, like I said, every dollar bill has cocaine on it. That's how we got to that point.
Yes.
Now they're probably right now. Every dollar bill probably has COVID-19 on it and another 10 to 20 other viruses.
Right.
I literally heard yesterday or this week that every human being is fighting off 5 to 6 viruses naturally all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Good to know. So anyway.
I think you do a little more than that.
I do a little more than that. Okay. You know.
Because you always got your hands in your nose and your fingers in your eyes.
That's why we will all, I declare, saying it my words to be true, if we get it, if we haven't already got it.
It's because of you.
No. We are non-symptomatic. We are asymptomatic. I'm going to say non-symptomatic. No symptoms.
That's right.
And So
Julie's treasurer.
I'm the treasurer. And so
Of our little utility district.
Right. So the secretary will give me cash to go to the bank with.
That people have given her.
That people
pay
like,
their bills.
Pay their bill with cash. Now, so the she got cash. She then gave it to me. And then as soon as I took possession of the cash, I got a phone call from her. She said, I just got a phone call from this person who gave me the cash saying, oh, by the way, I have been in the hospital for 4 days with COVID, and I'm like, and I still shouldn't be. I'm probably contagious still, and I shouldn't be giving people money, but I did anyway. And then I told her, hey, I want to say right now, Secretary, thank you for telling me. You didn't have to, but thank you. And she's like, oh, that's so funny because I told the guy, I wish you would have never told me.
True.
You know, because now once you know,
right,
you have to behave differently.
Now you know.
Now you know for sure.
It is true. You once you know something for a right. fact, you have a responsibility.
Right.
And as her as secretary, if she hadn't known,
yeah,
it would have been fine. But because she now knew,
right,
her job was to call you up.
Exactly. Like, I got to tell you.
And put the onus on you now.
Okay, well, and I said, after I hung up with you and I told you the story, you're like, oh, this is fat. And you're like, where's the money at now? And I go, it's in the house. It's in the house.
I said, we have COVID
money. We have COVID-19 money in the house.
And did we? And here's the thing. We had just
it's
got
in the house.
We just got finished, like, oiling up our outside walls.
Yes, we did.
People are wondering what that means.
Well, a sidetrack. There is a ritual to be done to bless the house.
Right.
And we
had a house blessing.
We had a house blessing. We blessed every corner of our house and stay in Jesus Christ's name. No, nothing will cross this house.
And then 2 days later.
Not even.
Not even.
I personally brought the COVID money into the house. I welcomed it in.
So that's a fine how do you do, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. And he's like, listen, I didn't say it wouldn't come in. I said it wouldn't affect you.
That's right.
I'm like, all right.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, came in, and then I go, what do I do? And then we just had a discussion. I said, first thing I do is put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah, for us. First, we had to protect us.
Right. Put it in a plastic bag, and I put it in the closet.
Yeah, you put it in a plastic bag, and then didn't you put it in a manila envelope or something like that?
No, I just put it in a plastic bag in the car. You know, like Ziploc.
Got it.
You know, I feel like no air kills it. I don't know. Just basically one more barrier between us and the COVID.
Right, right.
And then I put it in the closet.
Right.
Okay, so then.
Then it was awesome time.
Right.
Because we had very many discussions.
And mom's like, well, you should tell the bank because I go, I got to get this money into the bank.
Yeah.
You know,
and you were not going to tell the bank.
I just said, well, they must assume that there's COVID money coming all the time.
Of course they do.
And they said, but assuming is
very different
than knowing. Yeah.
But so can I just explain myself now?
No, it's
okay.
Perfect.
So we are having these ethical discussions about what is the proper thing to do.
Yes.
So I'm on the side of that we do need to inform the bank. And I have to say, being very, very honest, that 70% of me was like, we have to be very honest and candid and inform the bank.
Right.
And 30% was, oh, oh my God, this is going to be so great. We're going to get to see how this bank reacts to this this whole thing.
This knowing.
And that it would might be great fodder for the radio show and everything else in my life because it would be awesome.
Well, it's not the things that go so smoothly in your life that are like exciting to talk about, right?
Right.
How was your day, honey? Actually, everything went as intended.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Nothing happened. Okay, good luck. Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Sleep well.
Yeah.
Sleep well. Have good dreams. And so this really does require thinking and all that stuff. And as Sam Harris tells us, have a curious mind.
Have a curious mind.
Don't connect. Don't react.
Right.
But be curious. That's how this all going?
Right.
So I then, as a curious mind, I call them up. And the first thing she goes like, oh, that you called.
So you called the bank.
I called the bank. I assume it's the right bank, but because there's three or four branches.
Right.
And I called. It was the right number, but a different town answered. Mm-hmm. Like, what branch will you be taking the money?
Mm-hmm.
And I said it to our local Dixon branch.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, okay, I will have to get back to you. I'll have to call their branch manager first
mm-hmm.
and see what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then. And she's like, when will you bring it in? I go, I'll bring it in tomorrow morning. For this time, it was getting kind of late in the day, and mm-hmm. we weren't going to go out.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was more than just a call back. I mean,
no,
she said,
yeah. Then she called me back and says, we have to call not just the branch manager, but the bank, the whole conglomerate manager. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I will call you back. And so then I got a call back from somebody else. And they said, hi, this is the president of so-and-so. And I heard that you know that you have received
mm-hmm.
COVID-19
they
money.
They wanted to know how much, first of
all.
They
first want to know how much.
Yeah, and we thought it was about $200.
Yes.
But
ended up being like $20.
Yeah, it was. We didn't really know for sure
right.
because we never really... Once we knew it was, we didn't count it or anything. So we just said 200.
Yeah.
But it was really like 80 or something.
Yeah, it was
$80. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't a lot.
But the president of all the bank system called.
Yes.
And wanted to know how much it was.
And then they said, after talking it over with our vice president, we realized we do have to take this money.
Yeah. We don't. We have an obligation.
We have an obligation to take this money.
Otherwise, we wouldn't.
Right. And that we will put it in a secret place in our vault. And it let stay there for, I don't know, however.
But it would be in a secret place.
A secret place.
That's what he said. A secret place in the vault.
In the vault.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well,
great.
We marked it. We put on, once we took the Ziploc.
Yeah.
And we put that in an envelope.
Uh-huh.
And then we marked it. What did we mark it?
COVID-19
dollars. We did.
So she said, when are you coming? I said, it won't be until tomorrow.
Right.
And it's a shorter day. It was a Saturday coming out.
Yes.
And so I barely make it.
Yeah, they close at noon and you're like, it's like 10 to 12.
And I go, I got to go. And you're like, okay. And I go, okay, I go. And because I promised I'd be there a day. They're probably waiting for me. I pull up. The woman that was there initially, she goes, hi, I'll be right with you. I'm like, okay, great. She leaves. And
but first, the woman at the window that you know
yes.
is not wearing...
I'm not wearing a mask.
Nor gloves. Right. But she goes, oh, hi, Julie.
Hi, how you doing?
Let me...
I'll be right back. And I didn't know if she meant be right back, like something else is going on, but she meant... I thought she had to do something. She was taking care of somebody else. And so she goes away, and then another woman comes in, and she is wearing
full operation.
She's got
surgery,
glasses on. She's got hair covered.
Yeah.
She's got gloves on, and she's got a mask on.
And she's got a big tray.
And I go, oh, I guess you knew I'm coming. She goes, oh, I recognized you. I go, okay, great. And so I had the money in the bag still in an envelope, and I put it through the drawer, and... They took it. I don't know where they. I didn't see if they took it then.
Yeah.
But she put her glove. I saw her put gloves on. She was all masked up, glasses, hat, everything, and then she went away.
Yes.
Never to be seen again.
How did you get a receipt for that money? Did somebody?
A different person gave me a receipt.
But did they? A different person counted it then. Somebody actually counted.
They must have either trusted me or the
got
girl.
It. Oh,
the girl
I get
with
it.
The gloves counted it. Told the girl with the thing. It was what it was.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
And So that was kind of interesting.
And I could not wait for Julie to get back from the bank. I could not wait because I had all these ideas of the stories. And I thought, oh, it couldn't have gotten any better.
No.
The story was great.
And here's the thing. It's not that they don't assume that they're getting COVID money all day long.
No.
But they knew.
They knew.
They knew they were getting COVID
money. See, that's the thing. When this is what I'm saying, because we knew.
Right.
It was our responsibility to call. And because they knew,
right.
It was their responsibility to put it in a secret place.
Right.
In their vault.
For how long? Who knows?
I don't know.
But here's the thing also. You always say, as we're leaving the house, whoever leaves the house, you say, remember best practices, kiddos. Remember best practices.
Yes, I do.
What it means is you do the best you can with what is going on.
Right.
You know.
Especially now when this is very interesting. The statistics are over 35% of people are asymptomatic, that they actually will test positive, but they're asymptomatic.
Right.
And I think that's an amazing statistic because, you know, if you're out there and you're just assuming that this next person looks healthy, they're young,
yeah.
and that you don't mind not being 6 feet apart, and you don't mind talking to them and having their spray on you or whatever because they're just young and vibrant
right.
and healthy. Oh, guess what? That person, that asymptomatic 35% person,
right.
could have given it to you, and then let's say that you don't get it, but
right.
you come home and you give it to your mother.
Yeah.
That's the rub.
That's the rub that you're always thinking on about. Eventually, one of you guys will just give it to me, and that will be the worst thing for us. We do not want to do that. Trust me.
Because the guilt.
Oh, the guilt will be extreme.
Yeah.
The guilt will be extreme and actually worse than the COVID itself. It just will not now. It cannot happen. I mean, I already get it right now. If you get a cold, you're like, who the hell gave me a cold? I'm careful with my life. Who? Which one of you mother effers gave
well,
me a cold?
Well, it's not only that I'm careful, but I have spent decades, right, building up an immune system.
Yes, a very healthy one.
That I wasn't really born with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I had the D'Antoni immune system, which is 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I spent decades trying to rebuild this thing.
That's right.
Only to be taken down? No.
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 No. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Saith the Lord. Do it. Not going to happen. We have put oil around our house, around our vehicles. All is well.
That's right.
And still.
But isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah.
Right when after we blessed the house and we put oil all around.
I know.
Not
I
less than 48 hours.
I walked
well,
that
the way,
virus in.
There is some COVID money in our closet.
Yeah. Well, see, here's, you know, we talk about best practices, like the bank. They can't be that way with every transaction that goes through their life.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. It would be exhausting.
Right.
Be truly exhausted. They'd burn out. We'd have to really reimagine how our life would always have to be.
Can you imagine just somebody at the bank in the next lane, you know, watching what happened? Like Julie,
what's going on?
What happened with that girl?
Yeah, what did she do?
What did she do?
Now, I'm going to do a side note. I told Mom, this is how my mind works. That a-hole was lying to us. The guy who gave us the money for the COVID.
Oh,
the COVID
yeah.
money.
Right. This is how your mind works.
Right.
You don't believe anybody.
Well, first of all, he could pay online.
Right.
I know that there are still people.
But they get charged for that.
A dollar.
True. But some people would yeah. prefer not to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I knew I had COVID, I came out of the hospital. And most likely, I'm going to have my wire turned off because I'm delayed. Now I'm not breaking any bounds here.
Here's the thing. Julie doesn't personally turn people's waters off for not paying the bill.
No, no. But
she is not one of those landlords.
No, no, no. But it's funny. What happens is this. There's like the same handful of people who are always delayed. And they're continuously delayed, but they always pay right before like the due date of being like, hey, you're now 3 months past due. But which means, though, they're on a regular schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're on a regular schedule.
Of being late.
Of being late. So they're always paying us.
But that's how most people who get behind are.
Yes.
It's like, you know, Greg had tenants, and they were always like 2 to 3 weeks late.
Right.
And they got behind 2 to 3 weeks their first year.
Right.
7 or 8 years later, they're still 2 to 3 weeks. They never got caught up.
And so in my mind, I would like to just, if I would just say to them, I'm not going to consider yourselves late ever again if you just stay on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that would be, I don't think that would be true. I think that the only motivation they have is this last resort kind of due date.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. and I think to myself, if I only had cash and I was only dealing in a cashless society,
mm-hmm.
or not cashless, only cash society. Some mm-hmm. people still do that. They mm-hmm. only pay with cash. It's their way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Because bank checks cost 10 cents.
Who knows? Or going online. Who knows how it all works out? Mm-hmm. They don't believe in checking counts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I knew I had gone to the hospital, had COVID. I think what I had to do, I would wash the money,
mm-hmm.
I would take care of it myself, and I wouldn't tell a soul.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have. I would have taken care of it myself. However, I believe that person told us just to mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because why tell us after you gave it to us?
Mm-hmm.
After. If you're going to be conscious about it and mm-hmm. like have a and here's my value or morality about it, mm-hmm. you tell us before you give us the money. Right?
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The same person who has has to make a value judgment about and being ethical
right.
about this is late with his water bill.
Right.
Not just 1 month, not just 2 months.
No, it's continual.
But about 6 months late. How long does it take before you get your water turned off? How many months?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't take care of that.
Yeah. But it's more than 2 months.
Right. We know, I mean, and people go, well, you turn the water. We don't ever turn water off, but because everybody always pays right before they get that. And it's just, it's like a thing. I find it funny. It's just like a relationship you build.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know this person will not do this until they get that final bill.
Right.
And then they'll get caught up.
And then it's,
I don't know where it magically comes from, but that's just how they manage their life.
Right.
And so I'm thinking that, and there's no judgment, but I'm like, if you've got to value it, like you said, you know, it's just the way that relationship works out. And I find it very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have somebody in my life that kind of does that he really doesn't pay some bills until he gets the final note.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
oh, they really mean it.
They really mean it. Well, of course they mean it. Of course they mean it. They want you just to, even if it's $50, just give them their $50.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just do it. Get it off your plate. And I don't understand. You know, they seem sane in most other places, mm-hmm. but this, you know. So I feel like my feeling is that. Unless the wife goes, oh, did you mention to him that there was COVID money?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, I didn't. Oh, well, now you got a call. You know, that could have been it.
Yeah, somebody reminded him.
Otherwise, I just would have let it go.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
But see, here's the thing, too. If you, when you said to me, here's where you lost me.
Okay.
That you said, oh, I just say, pretend that you just got out of the hospital and that you had to pay this bill. And you knew you only had cash, you would have washed the money and sprayed it down before you've given it to the person.
Yes.
I think that's where you presume that other people might do the same thing you would do.
Got it.
And that's not true.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also the fact that if you did wash it and then you did turn it in, how do you know that you got everything off of it?
Well, I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
They're saying that we just have to wash our hands in soap for 20 seconds. You know, so I'm saying if the, you know.
I know, but I'm still saying that there's still some responsibility, even after you've washed it.
I think that there's.
Or washed it.
I think not, since money circulates. I think at that point, that money is just as clean as every other dollar bill in the system.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now, we know our father. He is washing money. A lot. He washes some money.
Yeah.
We also have a changed thing. If we're not paying, typically now we've transferred over to credit cards for the most part.
Right.
Sometimes you still have to pay with cash because you feel like I'm not giving up my freedom.
Well, I pay with cash now because I'm considering that money's not going to be worth anything shortly.
Okay, because you had a little bit of FU money in your wallet mm-hmm. that you like to keep. Sorry, mom just, so I can't say it. No. Anyway. I did something funny, and I won't share it. So anyway, okay. Anyway, so I can't remember what I'm going to talk about now. No.
About washing money?
No, it's sort of like, I don't know. I've lost my track. Sorry about that, people. I've lost my train of thought and so
I thought it was about washing money and that you said dad washes.
Oh, and then we also have a little, you know how some fast food places, they give you your money in a container?
Right.
Well, we now take the money in a container.
Right.
And and also the reason why we use cash once in a while is because you, over the course of a year, collected FU money. You
right.
like to have, I hate to say it, close to a grand in your wallet.
You think it's a grand.
It's no longer a grand.
It's more than a grand.
And possibly it is. Mm. Because that's just what makes you, there is that word, FU money.
Right.
You know, when I was dating years and years ago, if I went on a date, you said, you make sure you have enough money to get back home from anywhere just in case something happens.
Right.
I'm like, what's going to happen? I don't know. You don't know. You need to have some FU
money. You need some FU money.
Yeah. Just take it with you. I'm like, okay, well, what's FU money? And, you know, the older you get, the more you need. You know, when you're young, you might only need like $50 to get for where we want to go, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. The older you get, you're like, well, what happens if we're out and about and we no longer get home mm-hmm. and the system goes down and we have to pay cash for our hotel room for a week? Mm-hmm. I better have enough money to take care of that. Mm-hmm. And so the older you get, that FU money increases
right.
for your own security. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I heard Oprah Winfrey's FU money mm-hmm. is over $1 million now. She has in cash in her home or in her possession $1 million
right.
that makes her feel secure.
Right.
For you, it's not $1 million.
No, it's not.
We would love it to be. When could that? But you
you're
know,
talking about my brother.
Yeah. I don't think he has that kind of cash hanging around. I don't know if guys feel the same way. Maybe they don't have that FU money need.
Maybe they don't.
You know, they don't feel like at any given point.
A girl needs it.
A girl needs it. Mm. A guy might not need it. Mm.
Especially if a girl has a guy like Normana who like would forget about her one day, 24 hours.
Exactly.
A like, girl, what?
What?
You were counting on being with me today? Oh, no. Well, the ground's wet.
Well, I'm taking my FU money and I'm effing you in. And I'm getting the F out of here. Exactly. I'm curious, though. I wonder how many women out there have FU monies.
Quite a few.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
One of my mom's friends, she's probably long since passed away, but she had probably 10 to 12 places in her home that she had buried or hid FU money. And in the oddest places,
yeah.
Like, you know, her husband died and left her a lot of money, but also left her hidden money, like mm-hmm. treasure all over
right.
the house. And so she would find it. And so she would put like, you know, $700 in a coat pocket from the third suit from the right.
Yeah.
So if somebody ever came and took the suit, you know, that somebody at Goodwill would be like very happy.
Like, I won the lottery. And their kids would be like, what happened? Why did mom not leave me anything in the will?
Yeah.
I did. I left you everything. Did you not read Billy?
It's a treasure hunt.
It has my last gift to you was a treasure hunt. I would think about that. That would be awesome, I think.
Yeah.
Or would it be cruel? You know, to your family.
I don't know. It depends on how are the greedy little bastards.
Yeah. Well, you'd hope at that time, like okay, you know, the great-great-grandchildren, how young are they?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
the great-great-grandchildren, they could care less about you. They're like.
Right. But if they go, you mean Nona Chrissy? She's got money here hidden in the house for me? And that's right. She's 110 years old. She just passed away. And here's our last scavenger hunt. Awesome!
We saw a funny movie last night called The Wrong Missy. Mm-hmm. And
on Netflix.
Yeah. You know, Adam Sandler has found a home.
Yes.
In Netflix. And he is, his Happy Madison movies are just so sweet and fun and charming. And this one had David Spade in it and some comedian. I don't know who
David
she
Spade
is.
David Spade playing a good character for him.
Finally.
Finally. You know, yeah. He's not like a, you know, like yeah. good with ladies. Yeah.
But in this movie, David Spade's boss, who's kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
But the girl ends up hypnotizing him.
Yes.
And she finds out the only person he ever loved was his granny.
Yeah.
And so she hypnotizes him so that every time the boss sees David Spade, he sees his granny.
Yeah.
And so...
Who he loves.
Who he loves. And so every time he you know, they see... I love you, Granny. I love you. That's probably how, the only way my great-great-grandkids would love me is if they got hypnotized to love me.
Nothing wrong with that, girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, in the future, we'll all be hypnotized somehow. I feel like we're already there anyway. Yeah. I want to go with that movie, The Other Missy, or The Wrong Missy, something like that.
Yeah.
First off, the woman who plays it, do you remember her name? The mm-hmm. lead. Mm-hmm. She's a female role in Crashing on HBO. She's the comedian's ex-wife.
She is?
Yeah, she is. And
really?
Yeah, uh-huh. And I found this movie to be her coming of age movie. Mm-hmm. Like, throw this girl anything, she can act her way out. I mean, mm-hmm. this she's in it. She doesn't mind how goofy she looks or
because
comes across.
I cannot imagine that guy's wife, ex-wife, is the same girl.
It
I
is.
Would not imagine
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they play different
characters.
Well,
that's characters.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, because this girl is crazy.
Crazy. A lot of physical comedy.
Yes.
And she doesn't mind. She can carry the most outrageously stupid lines
yes.
with a straight face.
Yes.
And I fell in love with her.
I fell in love with her. And David Spade let her have... her moment.
This was her movie.
Because he downplayed it.
Yeah.
And in fact, he could have taken a couple of gummy bear melatonin.
And pulled it off.
And done this movie.
Now, I do know that...
Which is not to say a bad thing for him.
No. Adam Sandler loved to make movies in places where he doesn't mind spending the whole holiday weekend.
He and his family, because his three little girls are in this movie
yeah,
as well.
Yes. But for one scene,
they're in a resort in the islands, and he's been to Italy,
yes,
and other gorgeous places.
Well, the murder mystery one, remember him and Jennifer Aniston?
Yes,
they were on a
cruise ship
in Italy. Mm-hmm. So he just loves doing it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to spend some time here, and I should probably look up her name. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the lead.
Was it Vicky or Victoria? I'll let you go ahead and look
but
it up.
I want to say. I also want to say that she was interviewed on Adam Carolla's show, the girl, the lead character.
Really?
And it starts off...
Did you know this?
Yeah.
Oh. We thought we told you about the movie. We didn't know you knew about it.
Oh, I knew about the movie. Oh. And then when I came home last night, Dad's like, do you want to watch it with us? And you had already started. I'm like, no, it's okay. And then in round two, and I was going to watch Patton Oswalt then, his comedy special. I watched 1 minute of that. And in that 1 minute, I wasn't laughing. And you had laughed 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, I'm turning the other show on. I don't care. And I am a fan. I am a fan of Adam Sandler stuff.
Yes.
The Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Right.
I think that's what it's called. Where he's a Mossad agent
yes,
and then becomes a hairstylist.
Yes.
I love that movie.
I know.
Love that movie. So there are things that I'm a big I love his
I do too because he's quirky. And there's in general, there's nothing mean about it.
No.
You know?
No. And I'm also in favor of bad comedy.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, I'm in favor of good bad comedy.
Yeah.
In fact, if I was a movie director, that would be my most favorite kind of comedies to direct or write would be good bad comedies.
Oh, exactly. Her name is Lauren Lauren Lapkus. Lauren Lapkus. That's who she is.
How are you spelling the last name?
Lapkus. Lapkus.
Lapkus. Okay.
Yes. She went to Northwestern, by the way.
No, she's from Chicago.
I think she's from Evanston.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And
has she done anything else? You got an IMDb on her?
Yeah, I just closed it up. That's okay.
Oh, I don't think I've seen the second season of Crashing. Is that how many seasons are there?
That's because we gave up HBO for a while.
Oh, that's right. Is it? And can we watch it now again?
Yeah,
HBO
of course.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's on supposedly Jurassic World. I don't remember that. Lots of little stuff. The Good Girls, didn't know that. not cartoons. I can see that. Secondary characters in the law is different stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is her really her coming of age movie, and it's mm-hmm. fabulous. Mm-hmm. If you like dumb humor, there's mm-hmm. nothing smart about this. Mm-mm. Except that the only smart thing about this is that in the beginning, the reason why it's called The Wrong Missy is that David Spade has a romantic connection with Molly Sims, who's a pretty nice looking woman, right?
Yes, very
looks
much
great.
So.
And it's a brief encounter. They find out they have a lot in common, and they change. She sends him over her number. Mm-hmm. However, 2 months earlier, he had this crazy date. Now, you find all this in the first 5 minutes of the movie, yeah, so I'm not giving away
on
anything.
On a match.
Yeah.
Internet.
And it goes
match.
with Lauren Lapkus. And she's named Missy as well. Goes horribly wrong. And he then decides to text the good Missy saying, oh, I didn't know. You know, hi, it was nice to, you know, we had a great first connection. And she
comes to this wonderful island, even though it's a business.
Business retreat in Hawaii.
Yeah,
but you're
supposed to be able to invite a plus one.
Yes, and so forth. So that's how The Wrong Missy happens.
Yes,
very plausible. Kind of is, I guess, in this new world. Mm. But like I said, is it for the kids? It's was rated R, I think.
Well, they have this pretend. Or a threesome.
Yes.
That doesn't really go well at all.
No.
And so that's the closest I think it comes to an R.
A couple of weird swear words come through.
Yeah.
Like, because the boss is hypnotized, there's a phrase that they have to say to get him unhypnotized.
Right.
No one would say this phrase. It's not an ordinary phrase, mm-hmm. but it's such a wild, crazy phrase. I actually ended up laughing hysterically said it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say
it. And do you think that could be the reason for the R rating?
Could be. That could be it in a nutshell.
Wow.
That could be in a nutshell.
Stay tuned, people.
Yeah. So I was.
Go for the humor. Stay for that word that unhypnotizes people.
But if you like Adam Sandler movies, I say go. Now, I want to go back and I want to share some things about Stephen King with you. I'm in the midst of still listening to The Stand because it's 1,000 hours long.
Mm-hmm. On Audible. Even though we've read it. And we read it years ago. Then we reread the rewrite of it. Added another 400 pages.
Right. In the 80s or 90s.
And then
there was the miniseries of Stand.
Right.
I don't know when that came out. But it's weird because in my mind, unfortunately, I still remember who played what characters.
Yes.
And so they pop in as the characters in the book.
Me too.
And I'm like, ah, that's crazy.
I haven't decided if I'm going to start The Stand, but I probably will.
I don't think you should.
You don't?
Oh, it's like, Mom, it's literally like, I don't know, 60 hours long.
Yeah, oh, easy. But I'm just saying because of the timing of it that here we are amid this pandemic, and it is a pandemic that strikes the entire planet.
March something, I started listening to The Stand. Mm-hmm. At that time, we were really freaked out about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Like, this really, really freaked out. Mm-hmm. I think we can't sustain that level of freaked outness. Mm-hmm. And now we're hearing it in the media, how do we live with COVID-19? Mm-hmm. We're all talking about how do we now live with it. Mm-hmm. And so because I took about a two-week period off of The Stand because I just couldn't do it anymore.
No,
I was feeling paranoid.
Right.
Because The Stand is about a virus that gets loose. And you're like, what? Some of the bad thing about the virus and The Stand that's wrong, and it wouldn't happen today, it was a very, very quick-moving virus. Mm-hmm. You catch it, you die quickly, like mm-hmm. 2 to 3 days mm-hmm. at the most. A virus that burns out that fast typically doesn't spread that fast either because mm-hmm. if you shut things down quick enough, mm-hmm. it then burns itself out, mm-hmm. you know? Because COVID, like you said, 30-something percent who have it never mm-hmm. have a symptom. Mm-hmm. So they're just like Typhoid Mary, really, mm-hmm. you know? Screw you, Typhoid Mary. mm-hmm. you know? Don't you hate the idea that...
Poor Mary.
You know.
She had to get that. It's almost like Lazy Susan.
Yeah. Why call Susan lazy?
Yeah. Why call Mary Typhoid?
Yeah, come on. You know, that's how
people,
she'll be always
so racist.
Luckily, she doesn't have... I don't think she ever had children, Typhoid Mary. So that her bloodline doesn't feel that shame.
Yeah.
And now Lazy Susan, I mean, she's had a lay there. So my feeling is she probably does have many children.
The guy that invented the cabinet was probably like, now what do I think about? Oh, that girl that night that I in the hotel room.
Wouldn't it be a shame?
I had to do fucking everything. I know. I will call this thing Lazy Susan.
If his he just got into a fight with his wife.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really could use a cabinet that spins. And she's like, oh, God, you're so lazy. You know, like, ba-bong, here it is.
Are you going to, you will immortalize.
Yeah. I'll make you pay for this, honey, some way. And maybe she had a good sense of humor about it all.
Yeah.
So, back.
What about Black-Eyed Susan? Wait, that's Black-Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is
a Black-Eyed Susan, though, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think there is a term called Black-Eyed Susan. It could be flowers. I think those are named flowers.
Oh, interesting.
Black-Eyed Susans. I think there are.
Oh, okay.
I can ask Alexa.
Sure, go for it.
Alexa, what are Black-Eyed Susans?
Yeah, Alexa.
Rebecca Hirda.
No.
Black-Eyed Susan is a North American flower.
A North American how?
Told ya.
Sunflower family.
It's a sunflower. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were giving me the bad, evil eye.
No, I just didn't know.
Alexa, stop.
Thank you.
I didn't know.
Thank you, Alexa.
I had never
no,
in my
but
life
you were giving me the evil eye.
Well, because in my mind, I think of it, I would go with, oh, she needs to leave her husband right away.
Black-Eyed Susan.
Yeah. Poor Black-Eyed Susan. She needs to leave.
Yeah.
Get out of that relationship. Get out of
but
there.
But it's a sunflower.
It's a sunflower. I love it. Okay, cool. I can see that. I can see that. Okay, going back to Stand. Previously, when I was reading Dr. Sleep, which is a sequel to The Shining, remember people, I said that I would be driving, listening to it at night, getting freaked out, and literally things that were going on in the book were happening to me while I was driving. So yesterday I'm driving.
The same thing happened to me with Silence of the Lamb.
Oh, really?
When I was reading that, it was like everything was that I was experiencing, what I would be reading, I would have an experience like that. There's some sort of energy in certain books.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, listening to The Stand. I am literally just west of Joliet on Highway 80. Literally in the storm, right before the storm hits. And I'm listening to The Stand, and he said, trash guy or something like that, trash man, just west of Joliet. I'm like, holy cow, I am literally just west of Joliet. And at that moment,
that would be scary.
I have chills now thinking about it. And at that moment, the skies turned black and the worst thunderstorms, without it being a tornado, I had ever gone through my whole life.
Oh my God, Julie. That is too scary.
I actually called you saying,
you got scared, I know.
I go, just want to tell you that I love you, but I'm in the worst thunderstorm ever.
And then you said, I am putting my hard hat on.
Just in case.
And I just said, are you outside? No. And you go, no, I'm inside the truck. Okay, you got a hard hat on.
Yes.
Inside the truck. And the worst storm ever. And it sounded like it because I could hardly
hear you. And I just went, Siri, call mom. and then I'm driving. I'm under a viaduct a little bit because mostly I'm afraid that my trailer's going to blow over.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, because we know what holds on
and
these trailers.
Everybody stopped, and I don't know if I should move forward. There's nobody moving in front of me forward either. Mm-hmm. I'm just naturally stopped under a viaduct.
You're lucky.
Yeah, they say it's not that great because the wind
right, it's like
pulls.
A bowl of vortex
and
or whatever.
And I'm literally seeing wind swirling in front of me. I'm like, oh my God, is this the beginning of a tornado?
Oh
this
my
is
God.
Crazy. And then I start driving ahead a little bit, and then all of a sudden, about 100 feet up, there's a car on its side, like upside
down.
It
got turned over.
It hadn't even been blown over.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that happened.
Of course it did.
Yeah. So it fell on its side, then got taken up again and landed up, you know, upside down.
Wow.
Just scared the shit out of that lady.
Yeah.
And gratefully, no semis were blown over.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was loaded. That was the most important thing, too.
Yeah.
I was loaded.
Full load, yeah.
Thank God, because
you might have had to blow over. Right? You might have blown over.
That is the one fear you have on a storm. And if you go slow enough, typically that won't happen. But 60 miles an hour wind or 70 miles an hour wind, you don't know.
No.
It can be kind of scary. And you're just like, oh, man.
You know, should we tell the people out there a little secret about these semi-trailers that are containers? The dirty little secret is that the only thing that holds these containers on top of the chassis is, have you seen the little twisty ties that your bread, the old days of bread used to come with?
Now, here's how it goes, Mom. Here's a visual. Think of yourself at NCIS. You've already used your handcuffs, but you got four mother guys you got to tie down. Take out these big plasty things, and that they go through a hole, and that those are the things that hold the trailers to the chassis.
Exactly.
Now, that's not exactly 100% true, but it's really darn close. Mm-hmm. And I think we should share this, because what happens is
a lot of people go and tailgate those stupid ass containers.
Well, they go really slow and pass me. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, how about not taking your effing time passing me and just pass me? You know, like, I'll have people just ride them on my. You know, on the left-hand side of me or on the right-hand side. Like, why? Why just hang out there? Mm-hmm. You know, truckers have blind spots. Mm-hmm. Don't hang out in their blind spots. I mean, yes, you might have set your cruise control for 71 or, like, 56, and I'm going, you know, I usually go, like, 64 miles an hour because I like people passing me. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. Just pass me. I don't mm-hmm. want you hanging around me. Mm-hmm. So, but if you set your cruise at 66 and you're just gently passing me, how about putting it on the gas a little bit and go mm-hmm. around me? Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. They are metal, like, locks that go on all four corners. But when you see them, you're going, these metal locks are meant to hold a whole trailer onto a chassis. They don't come together. Most trailers are a whole one piece.
Right.
When you go to the railroad yard, you have a container that goes on the railroad. They take off and they go onto a chassis, mm-hmm. which is the frame and the wheels. Mm-hmm. So,
which goes onto the trailer.
You're trusting mm-hmm. that everybody has done their job mm-hmm. and has locked all four of those in place.
Wait, hold on. What? Everybody do their job at the rail yard? Wait, what?
I mean,
wait, what?
When we think about our politicians, do they do their job all the time?
Yeah. Do you think the person that made your last bagel sandwich?
Or did you ask for salt and ketchup at McDonald's for your fries, and did you get
it? You get two blocks away. And
yeah. You're like, no. You know, no. And so I'm just saying, I'm very,
the people
very,
at
very
the rail
cautious.
Yards are very similar.
You're going to get somebody. And Dad, actually, the other day, someone was going out of the railroad yard, and he flipped his
He lost his trailer.
He lost his trailer.
Yeah.
He lost his container.
Yeah.
And as Dad would say it, he also lost his job.
Yes.
I'm guessing that would be grounds for being fired if you lost your... If they could prove that it wasn't, you know...
Yeah, it wasn't your fault.
Now, the twisty ties you put on there so someone doesn't naturally just mess with you.
Right.
I always check, every time I stop and get out of my trailer, I check four things. Well, five things. I check all my tires. I check to make sure my pin is still in my trailer to keep the trailer onto my tractor.
Right.
And I check all my locks to make sure they're all facing the right
every
direction.
Every time. That's beautiful.
Every single time.
Right. That's because you're a professional.
Right. I don't know if everybody out there is a professional like that.
No.
And
not.
Mostly I'm afraid not that they would naturally come unlocked. They don't naturally come unlocked.
No.
But we've decided that there are
people
1%
out there
of a-holes
that
want
to hurt you.
There might be one.
There really is.
Yeah. They just want to mess with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. So you get, we know, there was another show on Netflix called, we got to end the show real soon. So hold on, people. Here's my train of thought. I can't remember what it was called, but it was a documentary on hallucinogenics on Netflix.
Right.
Now, the thing that messed me up the most about that documentary is how many people said they drove while being on hallucinogenics.
Mm-hmm.
Drove! Are you out of your effing mind?
Well, also, too, there was a certain amount of those people that were given the drugs unknowingly.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
And that's wrong as well.
I think it's a big wrong, a big W.
Yeah, that's a big wrong.
So next time you go out in the world and you drive by 1,000 cars, which is not impossible,
mm-hmm.
think of, like, okay,
35% of those cars.
Or I was going to say, even if 1%, mm-hmm. that's 10 people on that highway at that moment, are either a-holes, crazy, on drugs, hallucinating a bad trip, or it could be a serial killer, because, you know, yeah, they say, they suggest that truckers make the best serial killers because they have their kill box mobile. They just go wherever they want to go. So I'll leave you with that thought. So Kurt Griffin, how was the show?
Hey, it was great.
Do you feel better, though? I know you feel so upset with Daddy today.
I feel a little better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's one reason why I love to do the show with you.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I hope it makes you feel good.
I always feel good with you, girlfriend.
Thank you. So how's the show today, girlfriend?
It was great. It was great.